If I told you that today's feature is about Thomas Jackson, you probably wouldn't have a very good idea of why that name should be important. That's because we today know him by his famous nickname he earned during the Civil War. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
Before the Civil War, he was just another professor in Lexington, Virginia.
Jackson grew up in rural western part of Virginia near Clarksburg and came to Lexington as a bachelor in 1851, leaving the U.S. Army to take on a new career as a college professor. And probably had it not been for the American Civil War, we'd never would have heard of him.
Michael Lynn shares the story from Lexington, Virginia. Stonewall Jackson taught at the Virginia Military Institute. But soon after the bachelor professor began teaching here, he had thoughts of marriage.
He very soon courted Eleanor Junkin, whose father was the president of Washington College. She was a very attractive, lively young woman, and people may have been a little bit surprised when the rather serious and grave Major Jackson was successful in getting her to marry him.
They were married, but 14 months later, she and their child died in childbirth. Jackson was crushed and even left town for a while and traveled to ease his mind. When the Civil War began, Jackson led his students from VMI to prepare for battle under the leadership of Robert E. Lee.
Mrs. Jackson stayed on here in the spring of 1861, and then by late May or early June, he counseled her to close the house up and go back to North Carolina to be with her family. She did that, and the house stayed vacant, so far as we know, throughout the war. After his death, she came back here for his funeral, but never came back to live in the house.
Jackson was killed by friendly fire at the Battle of Chancellorsville, and his body was brought back to Lexington, the place where he had taught, married, worshipped, and become friends with many in the community. His home became a rental property, and by the turn of the century, it was renovated and became Stonewall Jackson Memorial Hospital. Today, it has been restored to its appearance shortly before the war, when Jackson lived here. Traveling the Countryside, in Lexington, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.